I need my order tomorrow.
Good.
Welcome back to our Tuesday. Thank God for joining once again. Welcome to all the new people, if we have any new people. Mm-hmm. This week's Parshas is Parshas Mishpatim.
Yeah, it's a good one. All right, so Parshas Mishpatim has a lot of stuff going on, as we know. Tremendous amount of halachas, mostly monetary disputes and laws, etc. The opening parsha, the opening segment is Kisikne Eved, if you buy an Eved. And, you know, it's a very interesting thing, the concept of slavery in the Torah. Because as an American, at least in my early years, whenever you talk about slavery, it always conjures up the idea of the vision of what the African Americans went through, the horrific and harsh treatment they received. The history of it was horrific, of the kidnapping of them, literally slaving, torturing, maiming, killing. So we have to understand that's absolutely not true. That's not our version of slavery at all, for Jewish slave and for non-Jewish slave. In fact, Halakha tells us that even for a non-Jewish slave, if the master hits him in a way to get him to do some work, and he injures him to a certain level, they go free. Like, they're not yours just to use and abuse, chas v'shalom. So there's a much, much different approach to slavery in the Torah than the society has. But one fascinating thing, the pasuk tells us that kisikna eved ivri she'esham ya'avod, you have to, when you purchase an eved ivri, they work for 6 years, and the seventh year they go free. And the Gemara goes on to great length telling us the inordinate concept of how we have to treat our slaves so much to such greatness and kindness that the Gemara actually says, Mishikana Eved Kana Rabbi. If you acquire a slave for yourself, you've actually acquired a master for yourself. As we know, if you have a pillow, you have to give them the better pillow, you have to feed them the good stuff. You can't just put them in the servants' quarters and they should be happy with what they have. You have to treat them on a level which is better than yourself in certain ways. It's a fascinating idea. And many years ago, I saw an explanation from a great Talmud Chacham who had passed away young, Rav Uri Milevsky, Zechon Levacha, and similarly from my father-in-law, Zechon Levacha, also passed away young, unfortunately. Both said the same idea. And that is that the idea of slave in the Torah is not just owning a slave, because for sure, by an Eved Ivri, by a Jewish slave, because they go out after 6 years. So it's not that I'm just building up my bullpen of slaves and having in my life a stock full of slaves, and it's not that at all. So what is the notion of slavery? Why would I purchase a slave if I only could ever have the 6 years, if they go out free under certain conditions, if I have to treat them so well, so good. Yeah, it's good to have a permanent person to work for you, but it's almost I'm investing more than I'm almost gaining. And they both had a very beautiful idea. And it goes to the crux of how we as Jews have to look and deal with our monetary, with our approach to monetary dealings and interactions, how we approach finances in general. Because you have this whole parsha here, which is so focused on financial laws, probably more than any other religion. Now, it's a fascinating thing. You've always questioned, if you think about the three major religions of the world, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. So, out of those three religions, only one of them created such an extensive library of what we call the Gemara, the Talmud, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, tens and hundreds of thousands of books. Every Beis Medrash, every library, you know, a home can have hundreds and hundreds of books, 1,000 books, 2,000 books. Libraries have tens of thousands of books. It's abnormal the amount of Sfarim that are available to us. Other religions don't have that typically available to the average person. They don't have bookstores upon bookstores of, I'm not just talking about like philosophical discussion. I'm talking about straight up law, straight up halacha, do or don't do. What's this about? The analysis, the depth, the discussion. Obviously, our chachamim and our history has such a value for this Torah that's given to us with such a sense of truth and reality that it has to apply to everything. Torah has to apply to everything. It's not just a religious experience. It's not just what I'm feeling at the moment or connecting to God this way. There's nothing that comes out of the perusal of Judaism and Torah. You know, there's a famous story that there's two famous stories. The first one, the old one, which I'm not going to say, is very well known. But there's a second one that came by a couple of years ago under a similar theme about a Baal Tshuva who had learned the halacha of tying your shoelaces. You know, put your right shoe on first, then your left shoe, and then... So this guy learned this halacha, and after he learned this very, very basic, strange halacha, even we find it strange sometimes, like, what shoe I put on first, what shoe I tie first, what makes the difference, how I untie them, how I take off my shoes, like, I'm going to sleep, man, I'm kicking off my shoes, I'm jumping into bed. So, like, this concept of such depth, and this halacha made this guy frum. So someone asked him, like, what does that mean? Not Shabbos, not Tefillin. Of course, all those are beautiful, and I got into it. But when I realized that this God is so connected to me that he stands next to me when I tie my shoes, that's the God I want to be with. He's so with me. This is not with me in synagogue or in church or on holidays or big moments or whatever it is. He literally wants to know how I'm getting dressed. Such a beautiful answer, such a beautiful perception of the connection that we have to Hashem. And surely that's so true in all of our life. That's surely true in how we function and interact in civil laws and social laws and everything we do. So the Torah says, when you purchase an Eved, you have an obligation to help that person put him on the road to success and to repair. Because the only reason a Jew is allowed to sell himself into slavery is when he has no money. Bezdin typically sells him if he stole. If he came to that low point in his life where he had to steal to survive and he had no money to pay back, so Bezdin says, well, you have to take responsibility. We're not going to put you into jail because jail doesn't do anything for you under most proven statistics. Okay, we're going to put you into someone's house who's going to invest in you. He's willing to pay for you. He's going to buy you. He's going to take care of you. He's going to treat you with an immense amount of decency and care. And he's going to teach you, therefore, that this is how we interact with each other. We don't steal from each other. We don't disrupt other people's lives. We don't cause other people pain and anguish. Even in financial details and financial involvement, we have to understand that exactly because the finances are so much part of our every single daily life, we have to treat it with such care and such respect and such sensitivity. And therefore, we bring this Jew into our life who had his own personal challenges in the world of finances and economics, and we say, we're going to help you. But in order to put you back into society, there should be functions. It's not just about giving you a loan to make more money. I have to make sure that you understand how you need to interact from here on in with people. Because everything you do has to be dealt with sensitivity. It's not just Lashon Hara. It's not just Rechilos. It's not just Sinas Chinam. It's how I treat you with the loan. You know, the Netziv has a beautiful idea of the idea behind not taking ribbis. Right? So many different explanations. The Netziv says a beautiful idea. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I orchestrated this scenario that this person needs a loan from you. I'm giving him the opportunity, I'm giving you the opportunity to interact in a beautiful, caring, loving way, to share your wealth and to share what you have with somebody else. And you're going to charge him interest on that? You can make money off this guy? As it is, he's down and out. As it is, he needs more. I'm not talking about it necessarily. Obviously, the laws apply. The same makes a difference if he's a poor person or a wealthy person. But the concept is, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I orchestrate. This was not random. And you're going to try to make money off this? Beautiful idea. How we approach the sensitivity of understanding that even our interaction with people, financial interaction with people, is really part of God's master plan. You know, Rabbi Yehuda Segel, Zechon Levach, the great Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, was Yortzeit, was just, I think, last week. So, renowned tzaddik, and they gave him a title, which is, like I said in the past, I think, not my ability to give, but he was called the Chafetz Chaim of the generation. And he once said like this. He said, and I heard this from somebody who heard it from him. He said, how do two Jews go to Bezdin? Like, what's the approach? We don't come in yelling and screaming with our lawyers, the fancy pants lawyers, and, you know, with agenda to destroy this guy. And we walk into Beis Din next to each other. We walk into Beis Din and we say, listen, my dear Rabbanim, dear Dayanim, this Jew next to me is my brother, Achihu, my brother. But we have a financial dispute. I have to make a hishtadlus in life, and he has to make a hishtadlus in life. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And therefore, we have a dispute in our hishtadlus, and the Torah gave us a thing called Parshas Mishpatim. Halacha gave us a thing called Choshen Mishpat. We want to know, what's the will of God in this situation? That's all. We're not enemies, we're not fighting, there's no animosity. Whatever you, Rabbi, say, dear Dayanim, tell us what to do, that's the halacha, we're good. That's Ratzon Hashem. Because God exists equally in this parsha as he does in the previous parsha, Parshas Yisrael, Matan Torah, and the parsha of Yitzchias Mitzrayim, and the parsha with Avraham Avinu, and all the parshas of Matan Torah, all the parsha bring us to Eretz Yisrael, it's all the same. It's all the same. The sincerity, the decency, the honesty and the integrity of how we have to act, but focusing more on how we impact our ben adam l'chaveiro is what's crucial over here. And that's what the mitzvah of Kisikna Eved Ivri is teaching us. You know, the question's always asked, how is it that we go from this great high of Matan Torah to this, like, law school discussion? Like, we mamash came out of the biggest based medish of the world, of history, stand by Har Sinai with the greatest experience. And next thing I know, I'm in a college course of learning laws of monetary disputes. And the answer is no, it's a continuation. It's how to take all that from Matan Torah, how to take all that greatness and all that inspiration and bring it down to our daily life and make it part of who we are on every single day. And that's the message of the opening part of the Parsha for sure. That how we interact with each other, how we show sensitivity, even the financial needs, is that a tool. The finances that we have is a tool on how we're supposed to treat each other. It's not, oh, I have money and maybe I'll be nice to you. No. This is what Hashem is watching to see. When a person comes to your front door, the respect you give them. When you give tzedakah to a person, how do you smile to them? Do you make them feel like it's something that you're happy to do, you want to do it begrudgingly? All these things make a really big difference to people. It's a very big difference to people. And that's where the test of finances lie. It's not just the amount you give, but more important, how you give it. It's not just the fact that you purchased a slave, it's how you treat him. It's not just the fact I'm lending you money, it's I'm not making money with you in your time of need and my opportunity to help you. And when we approach our finances like that, when it becomes part and parcel of our roles as Jews and our roles as interacting not just ben adam l'chaveiro, but even ben adam l'makom, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching us, how we're dealing with that, God is seeing how we're interacting with each other, that's the true blessing of these opportunities. And that's a powerful message of Parshas Mishpatim. And it's a very important thing to understand, very valuable thing, because it's so easy to get caught up in that rush of money stuff and, you know, and how we treat each other because of feeling a sense of dishonesty and all these things. And you have to put yourself aside and say, like, that's not what it's all about. It's really, I have to put myself above that. It's not easy. It's not easy. I need to put myself above that and say, this is really all part of the plan. We should be merit. We should all have the zechus to use the blessing of panos that we have in a way that will be mekadosh shem shemayim to sanctify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and not just be known as rich people and wealthy Jews, but Jews who and look, I think it's pretty hands down. I'm sure if someone will do a study out there, there's probably not a single community that does the amount of chesed that we do. Just take a quick look over our shoulder from 2 months ago, the last 2 months, what the Jewish world did for Eretz Yisrael. But going back hundreds of thousands of years, the amount of chesed that we do and the gemachs that we have, and it's all beautiful and amazing. It's above and beyond. It's above and beyond. But it really starts not just in this. It starts how we do it and how we interact with people. And the care that we show them is what defines us for who we are as a people. Thank you.
That was nice.
Thank you.
I got very lost a little bit. Hello. I feel like there's a lot of new people that I don't... Well, welcome.
That's Sarah Bacon. Hi, Sarah. How are you? Oops. Thank you. All right, guys. Thank you all for joining again. Back to you.
And don't forget,
Torah is not just for Tuesday. What's this? Did it work? Oh, you got it right. It's not working.